Welcome to 5 Minute Mondays, where every single Monday, give or take 5 minutes, I bring you someone, something, or some ideas about some way that hopefully will make your life a little bit better. This is episode number 897 of the Inner Fight Podcast. This week in 5 Minute Mondays, I bring you books. I've done a show on books before, but something I listened to a couple of weeks ago made me think I need to do another show on books, because when I listened to it, I got out my pen and paper. Actually, it's Remarkable now, yes. I got sucked in by all of the ads in Jan and bought a Remarkable. I'm actually really enjoying it. Maybe we should do a show on Remarkable. Who's using a Remarkable? Let me know. Anyway, I started making notes about books and about why we read, what we get out of reading. But it was something that sparked that thought. And it was an interview that Simon Sinek, who those of you that listen to the show or those of you that listen to anything maybe know Simon Sinek. He's most famous. One of his TED Talks has had, I think, around 15 million views. Start with why. He also wrote a great book called The Infinite Game, which there's only one book you read this year. Would it be that one? Yeah, make it that one. Anyway, he said, if self-help books worked, then the amount of space they take up in bookshops would not be increasing. And that made me think. That made me think about the amount of self-help books that I've maybe bought, or the amount of people that ask me, what self-help book do you think I should buy? And it made me think a lot about books. And it made me think about people and reading. And most people that I speak to say that they should read more. Actually, in one of the questions that we ask people that want to apply to work for us through our careers page, we ask them what books they've read recently. And some people just write in there, I don't read much, I want to read more. Many people want to read more, to the point that I've actually been a victim of this, and I've had in years gone by reading targets, and I got so intense on it, I was like, there's going to be one book a month and there's going to be two Audible books a month, to a point where I consumed around 30 books in, let's add that up, in a year. That's about right. I think I did about 30, 35 books. All of my books are over on my blog, mjdsmith.com/books. And I'm up to like 30 something books in a year because, well, 12 by 3, 36. So two audiobooks and one paper book or Kindle book a month. And I got to a point, I was like, I've read that book, but I have no recollection what that book is all about. And then I thought to myself, well, it's not a numbers game. Books is not a numbers game. Books is about quality. And the number of books you read doesn't really matter. What you take from the books actually is what really matters. And I often find myself now, when I had this realization, I find myself now reading a few chapters and asking a really simple question: what am I getting here? And if I was to write some notes, which sometimes I do, probably not a lot, sometimes I highlight stuff on my Kindle, which is great with Goodreads app, and then you can go back and you can review it and you can make more notes. I don't go back and make more notes. But I think, like, what am I doing in this moment? Am I reading, or am I just reading and reading? By reading, I mean reading and stuff's going in, or am I just reading and it's just words and I'm thinking about something completely different? So I challenge myself and say, what am I learning right now? And if I really don't have good answers at that point, I will then stop reading the book. It's not going in. And then sometimes I'll look at the book, or I'll look at my Kindle and think, why did I pick this book? So there's a number of different things going on. There's also factors around books is the time that you read and the environment. And a lot of people say, I'll read 10 pages before bed at night. For me, often I try to read for 5 or 10 minutes at night. Sometimes I get 90 seconds in and I have that moment. I'm like, what am I learning here? Or what am I actually reading? And I have no idea. So the time and the environment that you read in is super important. I have two more, maybe three more things to talk about when it comes to books. Is we consume content in a number of different ways, and books is just another way that we consume content. So if we're consuming a truckload of content through other means, for right or for wrong, we might not actually have enough attention span or space on the hard drive is a phrase that you might have heard me use before, to take on more information in the form of books. So maybe the way that we consume, we spoke with Carlin on the show a few weeks ago about modern journalism. The way that we consume news these days is different. The way that we consume content, it might be through books, but maybe it's actually not. And the final point on books, which I've started doing or I've done more in the last couple of years, and I'm actually really, really enjoying it because it's like a whole new experience again, is being, I don't know, before I wasn't somehow comfortable to reread a book. It was like, I've read that book, but this subscription's coming, so I've got to read this other book, and I would never read a book twice. In the last couple of years, I've read more than one book more than two extra times, which would take that those two books to three times, just to be clear on it. Why not go back and read a book again? Because even if you think you're focused, you might have missed a few different pieces. If you're struggling with reading, if you're struggling with books, hopefully the 5 minutes that we spent together today helps. Have a great day. I'll catch you next time.